Dave Foley on Today FM.
It's Today FM. We're playing the music here, Ireland. Good afternoon. My name is Ray, my friend over there is JP.
How are you doing?
And we were watching it last night. It was it was on a bit late, actually. My boys usually go to bed. I've got an 11 and 13 year old. They'd usually be in bed by about 10 o'clock. So if you're starting a hit TV show at 9:30, there's a lot of families in Ireland going, hang on a minute, this is a bit late. Episode 1 of The Traitors on TV last night. Have a listen to this.
I want to be cunning, witty and win this game. The other 23 people are equally trying to do that as well. So, you know, is their name their real name? You know, is their profession their real profession?
There's the castle there, look.
Oh, wow.
I've been telling people I'm a courier. If I was a traitor and I knew there was a guard in the castle, they'd be the first ones gone because they're going to think I'm some sort of Sherlock Holmes or something, you know?
When I saw this bit, keep going.
I just graduated college. I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but I think 50 grand would set me up pretty nicely.
Oh my god!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, she is more fabulous than Claudia Winkleman on her finest day. She's in the room with us right now, and she is the biggest Traitors fan in the land. The one, the only, the ultimate traitor, I suppose, because she left us.
That's true. Good point.
She's so treacherous. She turned her back on Today FM years ago. The one and only Mairead Ronan is here!
Hello.
Darling.
Oh. Well, what did you think of last night?
What did you think of last night?
Well, I loved it.
I've got so many thoughts. I'm already a huge BBC UK,
yeah,
Traitors
same,
UK
same.
Fan.
Yep.
Have you watched all of them?
Yes.
Right, have you watched any of the Australian or the American ones?
I don't like the American one at all. Can't stand it.
We were having a discussion. Before we get into the show itself,
okay,
let's have a discussion about remakes or Irish versions,
mm-hmm,
of
stuff.
Yeah, like I've been scalded by that experience.
Yeah,
I did Take Me Out in the shadow of Paddy McGuinness in the UK one, right?
I preferred your version.
How sweet of you to say.
I
didn't pay a bear to say that. We did 4 seasons of that. It's so hard to do a TV show.
Okay, I think yours was really, really good. I think MasterChef worked well the couple of years that was on. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire stood up. People liked that. With Gogglebox, I hated Gogglebox UK.
Really?
And it has a huge amount of fans and everyone loved it. And I hated it. I hated the idea of it. And I did try watch it. And I just thought, no, I don't like any of those people.
Because they're English, is it?
That's not it.
You can't be that biased.
I couldn't warm to the programme at all. But Gogglebox Ireland, I loved it. And I really, really love that show.
I wonder, is that down to the, because it's all the same stuff that we're all watching?
That's exactly it. It's the stuff that I've watched as well. It's the accents. It's the, I suppose, just the same kind of comedy. And yeah, there are people. They're the same.
What about that comedy thing? What was that comedy thing? The Last One Laughing?
Last One Laughing, yeah.
Did you watch the Irish one, the English one?
I watched a bit of it, and I have to say, the UK one was much better.
I have a feeling the Irish
one. And the Amazon one?
Yeah.
I really liked it. I didn't watch the English one. I did watch the Irish one.
I think the Irish one came out first, did it? And then the English one after that.
Uh-huh.
Like that, different versions of shows. And I suppose we live in a world of formats now where something that works in one country, they're inevitably going to make it in another. And then it eventually makes its way here. I had that, like, being such a big fan of the English one, I thought.
You were nervous.
I don't know how they're going to do it. Like, I love the format. I love the show. I know it's going to be my cup of tea, all of that element of it. But I just didn't want them to screw it up. And I'm not going to lie, I wasn't sure about Siobhan McSweeney. Because Claudia is like...
so good at it.
No, but it's also like it's like Madonna or Cher. Do you know what I mean? She's
Claudia.
Yeah, she's single-worded.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you take on the mantle of a host that has been so important and so instrumental in the success of it, certainly in this part of the world? I thought, there's no way they can do a better Claudia. And as I was watching it, I was against her, right? And I've seen her, of course, I've seen...
Derry Girls.
Derry Girls. And I thought that was... I definitely think that had run its course,
mm-hmm,
right? It was kind of like...
But fantastic, and was brilliant. And
loved the first couple of series of it. I was like, I'm over this now. What are they going to do next? And then I'd seen her do a couple of other. She was in the Amanda Land, the Motherland thing.
Yeah.
She was good in that. And I kind of thought, she's an actor. I was thinking, is she going to act as a host, or how is she going to work as a host?
Well, she also has been a host as well. She's done the Great Pottery Throwdown thing. That's been on Channel 4 or whatever. So I when I heard her name first, and it was announced last December, she was announced last December as the host, I thought she's perfect for it because of...
Interesting.
She is an actor and she has been a TV host. And I think Claudia is just kind of unique. I think for this role, an actor is probably what's needed, because it does involve a lot of acting from the host.
Yeah.
You know, you are their friend, but you're also putting them through their challenges. You're also, I suppose, you're just putting it up to them a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think you have to play up certain bits as well. You need to sort of dramatise bits that it might seem on scene a bit flat or whatever. It's up to her to make it dramatic or the traitor's treacherous. But the thing is, I watched it. The first 5 minutes that I was like, oh, she seems a bit nervous. I'm not sure about this.
Did you think? I didn't get that at all. I thought she was stone cold.
When they got out of the car, they're lined up in front of her, I was like, oh, she's a bit nervous there.
No, I thought she rules Slane Castle. She looked so comfy.
I think it was when they got to the task that she hit her stride, and then I was fully on board after that. When they got to the task and she was kind of taking the pace out of them a bit, and she was giving them a hard time and it was like shouting at them or whatever, I thought, ah, this is good. This is good crack now. And then after that, the whole way then after that, any sort of nerve. But then that was probably, they probably filmed, well, they have to film it in order. It wasn't like she could have done some brilliant stuff that they can edit in or whatever.
No.
So she had to warm up. So by the time they got to the task, I was fully on board for her. But it did take a while. And I was like, I've watched another version of this host.
Yeah.
So anyway, it did work after that. And I was fully on board. And to her credit, she won me over. We're not going to know the name. By the way, it's worth saying now as well, spoilers are ahead.
Oh, yeah. We can talk spoilers.
If you didn't watch it last night.
And you plan on watching it when you get home from work, then just turn off now. Turn down.
It seems to me that a lot of these people had never watched The Traitors before. And I have to say,
What do you think?
Well, the bit where they identified. So there's a bit in it. They all say, if you didn't watch the show last night, if you're not familiar with this, they blindfold them all. None of them are traitors yet. And then Claudia, or in this case, Siobhan walks around behind them. They're all blindfolded, and she'll tap on the shoulder of the individuals. In this case, three people tapped on the shoulders, and they're told that they're going to be traitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, any normal person, and certainly anyone that's ever watched The Traitors before, is going to take off the... Once you've been made a traitor.
Yes.
You're going to take off the blindfold, and you're going to try and work out, looking around at each person, you're going to try and work out who the traitors are. If you're not a traitor, you're going to be staring out each person, yeah?
Mm-hmm. We are now with each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're doing it right now. They were, okay, of the three traitors, two of them straight away, you're just looking down at their feet.
I thought the poker faces.
What are you doing?
Yeah, there was some bad poker faces in the house. Really bad poker faces.
There was.
There was a moment where one other guy taps one of the traitors, I think it's Eamon, on the shoulder, a la Siobhan.
And
he nearly jumps out of his skin because he's got PTSD after that previous
the tap
scene.
On the shoulder,
buddy, could you sell it a bit better?
That was the fella, that was the guard fella that said, oh, I don't want to tell them I'm a guard because they're going to think I'm like Sherlock Holmes.
And he is the image of a guard.
He's 100% a guard. The thing is, what I found interesting that it was, so there's two men and a woman. The two men are a guard and a prison officer.
Retired prison officer,
former prison officer.
Yeah.
And the pair of them have been outed or identified pretty much immediately.
But this is why I was so interested to watch the Irish version, because I think we're such a nation of cynical...
You know what?
That I think we will pick traitors faster than any other nation who's had the programme will do.
Really?
There's no way the traitors will win this TV series. I'm saying that now. It just can't. They won't.
Because we're onto them, or we take nobody at face value. We're always kind of working out.
I think we see through, and we know when someone is bullshitting.
Yeah.
We just do.
I think so.
So I think the faithfuls have this. having only seen the one episode last night.
It's such a shame that there's been a bunch of people in it that it's like, oh, I'd love to find out some more about them, or I'd love to know what they're about. But I think that the way they edit it, particularly in the first couple of episodes, is so that, like,
you can get a sense of everyone, but not too much info on anyone.
This is it. But also, there's going to be drama, I guess, in the next episode or the episode after that, in terms of the way it played out, that they've edited now the first episode so that we get a good sense of who these specific people are once the drama occurs with them. Mm. What did you make of their engagement with each other, like just meeting each other for the first time? I thought a lot of it was so typically Irish. It was like, how are you? We go have a cup of tea.
Where are you from? Cork. Oh, right, okay. And you? Limerick. Great. And then they start talking about, you know, Cork and Limerick. I'm amazed that no one knew each other apart from the drama.
Spoiler, yeah.
The spoiler.
Yeah.
But no one knew each other. And I was surprised watching it that I did not know any of the 24 people.
That's an interesting one. I did expect to turn it on. Although, can I just say, because I was like, remember they were looking for people to apply for it?
Yeah.
I couldn't go for it. It was like, there's no way we put a radio presenter on it. This one, Diane, is a radio presenter.
She's from the Aran Islands, isn't she?
Do they have a radio station in the Aran Islands? Who does she work for? Is it Galway Bay? Who does she work for?
I don't know.
Who is she?
I googled it. I spent a good 10 minutes googling Diane. Couldn't find her. So she
says radio presenter.
She does radio work is all I could get, but I couldn't find out where she's employed and what she does. And I asked around as well and nobody knew. She's a woman of mystery.
Are we going to bump into her at the radio awards? She's going to accost us and go, I'll have you know that I'll have
wearing
you know.
A black cape, maybe.
Or a hood over. Well, actually, she's not one of the...
She's not.
She's not a traitor.
But people can be made traitors later on in the series. That's the other thing. If the faithfuls find a traitor and a traitor gets banished, then the traitors that are still remaining have to make one of the faithfuls a traitor. So no one's safe.
She was one of the ones as well not making eye contact with the others and not looking, and it straight away people were going, ah, she was avoiding eye contact, she wasn't looking. Like, I wouldn't be able to resist. Once you take off that blindfold, you're
eyeballing
like,
everyone
straight away, yeah, looking.
And people have always had an issue with someone taking a sip of water after the blindfolds come off. And I'm like, I'd imagine they're sitting there for probably an hour. TV takes a long time to make.
So, I do that when I'm nervous and I'm lying. I'm straight away like, oh, don't swallow, don't swallow.
I'm a traitor's newbie, so this is my first reference, but I haven't seen the UK one or any of the other ones. Is the way you watch it, I presume everyone does it the same way, I'm imagining myself in the house, and I'm imagining what my experience would be either as a traitor or faithful, and how I would be seeing myself being judged and how I would judge other people. I think I would absolutely crumble within 3 minutes of entering that house. Yeah.
There's
no
way. You would be like a digestive biscuit that's been dipped in tea. Just fall.
Just flop into it. I do that thing where, like, we were talking about swallowing, that when I'm talking, I'm lying. I start doing that.
My face is going red.
I'm getting choked on my own.
Yeah.
You know, you're choking on your own words.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Do you think you'd survive?
I wouldn't like to be a traitor.
No.
I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't be able to stand the pressure of it.
I think it does become your whole life as well. You did Dancing with the Stars, and this is an example of it as well. Dancing with the Stars? Yeah.
Traitors and Dancing with the Stars. Mm.
No, well, this is the thing.
Stabbed in the back,
Well, they're not a treacherous lot. But what I do think, though, is that I think any TV production manages to do this, that it does, if you're working on it, you're involved in it, and become immersed in it.
Yes.
It becomes your whole world.
Yes.
So that once Dancing with the, well, you went all the way, so you were in it for weeks and weeks and weeks. I just wanted to bring up as well, congratulations on that.
It's 9 million years ago.
But truly, it does become your whole life. So when you're in there for however number of weeks you are, and you have no contact with the outside world in their case, and you only have each other and Siobhan to deal with and maybe a couple of people on the production, it becomes your entire life. And then being a traitor and having to lie constantly.
All the time.
It would be exhausting.
It would be exhausting. We were talking about when people just met, you know, from the cars and just that immediate meeting point. There is a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not to be too friendly and too outgoing and too noticeable and not be what JP was saying, just like kind of hide in the background either.
Those people are always the ones that end up winning and going the furthest in the long...
Middle. You need to be in the middle.
I think the quite anonymous people last...
The longest?
Well, in the initial phase, for the first half of it, there's so many people that do well certainly in the UK one, that it's like, oh, who's your one again? We haven't seen her.
Her name.
That's it. And then eventually they come into their own towards the second half of the series, which is why we don't know any of their names yet.
Okay. Well,
apart from Andrew.
I think Fireman Dave, he knew everyone. Yeah. He was very helpful. He was the leader on the task
when
they were trying to. I was like, David, stop. You're doing too much.
Mm-hmm. And that thing learning everyone's name off.
He's like Di O'Shea, the Rose of Tralee. He knew everyone's name in like a minute.
Red flag. It is a red flag.
It is a bit sus. Oh, that's massively sus. Tall poppy syndrome. Keep your head down. Hide in the long grass.
Yeah.
That's why JP's only 4'2".
This is it.
And so successful.
So dishonest.
Very successful. Yeah. So the other thing, prize pot. I saw a couple of comments in the week leading up to it. People being a bit sniffy about the 50k.
I don't care what it is. It's
not about that. But the thing is, the UK one, and look at their budgets and what the BBC have, it's 100 grand. Mm. Now, ours is 50. I think ours is huge in comparison to theirs.
What do you mean it's huge?
Like, 50 grand? Our budget...
Relatively speaking,
50k is a huge amount of money. When you look at... 100 grand is what the BBC have put up.
I don't think that's the point of this show, though, either.
It's not.
I think people say it is.
I think
it could be a one for all voucher and a bag of chips. It doesn't matter. And we're just here to watch it for this.
And one person last night made that point. Michelle is her name. She said it's just not about the money at all. I just want to win. That's it. She's just very, very competitive and she wants to win this game.
Is this the kickboxing lady? Yeah, if someone goes in there and says, I like kicking people for fun and I've meddled in it, I'm straight away thinking I'm in trouble here. So they haven't murdered anyone. There's been no murders. We don't find anything out yet. How's this working? How's it running?
We will find out tonight. So that's it. It was left on a bit of a cliffhanger. We will find out who the first murdered victim is going to be. And just for anybody like JP who hasn't watched it before, nobody actually gets murdered. They get a letter.
Yeah,
and then they pack up their little wheelie bag and they leave Slane Castle or whatever B&B they've been put in. Nobody gets murdered.
There's no actual murder. It's all very clean. It's all very polite, very very family friendly.
Yes.
Any early favourites for you, Mairead Dronan, in terms of the personalities you're rooting for? I've won.
I've two.
Do we all have the same, I wonder?
Andrew. I like Andrew.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
Andrew's
not mine.
I like Andrew and I really like Nick, which is terrible. He's the estate agent. But I like him because...
My wife made the observation because remember they cut it all together. They cut all of the, why are you here? 50,000 euro to deposit for a house, deposit for a house, deposit for a house. And then they cut to Nick and Kate, my wife, was like, Nick's only in there for the commission because he's going to sell whoever it is that gets the deposit for the house. So yeah, Nick, okay, fine. He was quite astute in identifying one of the traitors, yeah.
I think he has sussed out two of the traitors already and I think Nick is a goner as soon as they find out what he is. I just do.
All right, okay, in terms of profession.
I think.
Mine is the deaf guy. Is it Mark?
Mark. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I loved Mark as well.
I hope he's actually deaf, though. I mean, it will be an incredible move, wouldn't it? That would be scandalous. Come on.
Scandalous.
It would be, straight away, I'm on his side. He seems like a lovely fella. He's really enthusiastic. He did a lot of barrels.
They were talking murdering him last night.
He was
up to be murdered, so.
I'm thinking, I just hope he is actually deaf, because if he's just in there fooling us, because he had told his story, he was wearing the ear thing. I was like, the cochlear implant.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, he's currently my favourite. He seems like a lovely, really lovely fella. So I'm rooting for him.
But we'll see.
So it's Sunday, Monday and Tuesday night.
Yeah, so last night, half nine, tonight and tomorrow night, 9:30, RTE1.
It's only two, is it?
Two or three?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So how many episodes are we getting?
Oh, like it's going to be on next week and the week after and the week. Isn't it 4 weeks? 4 weeks of three episodes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
We should have known that.
I love it, and I love the way that they're putting it out like this. I like the BBC one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be glued to it for the next few weeks. Are you coming in again tomorrow? Jeez, we're going to see a lot of you, aren't we? Mairead's coming in tomorrow, guys.
Fair play to her. Put in a shift. That's incredible.
Mairead's going to come in tomorrow.
Did we give the thing away? There's a father and son in it.
Well, how much do you want to talk about that? Well, there's a father and son in it.
There
but we don't
go.
Know. They didn't make much of it themselves in the actual show. I mean, they didn't even in the interviews and stuff. It seemed to be sort of like they hugged each other, said, oh, Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. We'll see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. I remember they did something similar on the UK one.
They did.
It was a bit of a damn squib as well. I think it's a sort of a... I find it more interesting if there's a couple in it rather than it necessarily being a father and son or a mother and son.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I think it's more interesting. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. It's interesting as well that the father and son that are in the house, that one is a traitor and one isn't.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, will Paddy, you know...
murder his own son. With a letter, it's worth saying. Mairead will be back with us same time tomorrow and... She's going to murder me during Ricky Martin. And it's not going to be with a letter. Mairead Dronan, darling. Yeah. Come to see you.
Thanks, love the show.
We love her.
Ray Foley on Today FM.